He's taken from Egypt and he parades it through the streets of Rome, and historians testify this is just what he's did. And it says, and his heart shall be against the Holy Covenant, and he shall do exploits and return to his own land. Uriah Smith here in verse 28 points out correctly that there are two returnings in this verse. The first returning is when he returns from conquering the king of south, when he returns from being established as the king of the earth, the fourth kingdom of Bible prophecy in the year 31 BC. And then it says his heart shall be against the Holy Covenant, and he shall do exploits and return to his own land. And this returning is the returning from the next conquest, the next military campaign that Rome undertakes, which is going down into Israel and ultimately destroying Jerusalem and the temple in AD 70. And this is why his heart is against the Holy Covenant. After he conquers Egypt, becomes the king of the world, his next military campaign ends up in Israel, and his heart's against the Holy Covenant in the sense that he's going to destroy the temple and Jerusalem and the people that formerly had been God's people. But in verse 29, it says, at the time appointed. Now, the time appointed jumps forward in history, because in verse 27 it says the end shall be at the time appointed, and verse 27 says that Rome would forecast its power from the stronghold of the city of Rome for 360 years. Next couple of verses are describing the starting point, 31 BC. That verse 27 is letting us know that the end of this time period of verse 24, that the end of the 360 years will be at the time appointed. And verse 29 is carrying this thought forward, saying, at the time appointed, in the year 330, he shall return and come towards the south, but it shall not be as the former or the latter. And what it's saying there is that the time appointed is the end of the time prophecy of the 360 years. And in 330, when the city of the capital of the Roman Empire was moved from the city of Rome to Constantinople by Constantine, that was the end of the supremacy of Rome. The 360 years of prophetic time had come to its close, and from that point on, the ability of Rome to control the world at will through its military might and its political prowess ceased. So in verse 29 it says, at the time appointed in the year 330, he's going in at the, and when he moved the capital, then all the problems begin.